Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code UNFILTERED for 15% off.
But I would really consider how you can modify your business to this way. Yeah. And that means taking things virtually. That means addressing people's needs as they're at home.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Hi, friends. Mm. Wow, we are like day 155 of isolation, it feels.
Yeah.
Not really, but it feels to be that way.
Yeah, but today...
Tell me.
It's spring. Is it actually spring today?
Oh, maybe.
I think, and that's why the sun's shining.
It's about... I've got bad news for you. It's going to get cold tomorrow, but that's okay, because then it's going to get like down to zero tomorrow.
Yeah.
And maybe snow. But it's going to come back again. You know what I mean? Like, I feel it. I said to the kids, this is what's coming.
So are you telling me that it's going to get worse before it gets better?
Yeah, kind of. Well, I actually looked today because my kids wanted to wear dresses and shorts with no pants on.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I was like, guys, here's the thing. By tonight, it's going to be zero. So it's going to get, like, real cold real fast. And we need to, like, not just get prepared for summer yet. Because Olivia's like, I have no clothes for summer. I'm like, no, we're not there yet. SOS. I'm not buying you anything until...
No, we check the weather every morning and every night. Plus, I watch the news.
It's going to be minus 16 tonight.
Yeah, I know.
That's terrible!
What are you going to do?
I'm going to go nowhere. Well, I'm going to do... But then I was like...
Yeah, it's going to get better.
Then I said, it's all sun balls coming up. So if you can see... something positive in the long term, then that's great.
I was saying we did our late night live last night. We're doing them every Thursday. You can go to cadnet.ca to sign up. Everyone had so much fun. But my least favorite line is when they say it's going to get worse before it gets better. Because although
who says that?
Oh, everyone on the news.
Oh, I don't watch the news. So you're my. I feel very. Actually, who does? Also, Alexis Mailman doesn't watch the news.
Oh.
Because she's working all day.
Right.
And she's 23. Oh. She has no business watching the news. You know what I mean? She's like, what do you mean? I'm just looking, you know, to like work out and go to work.
Oh,
what,
my gosh.
What's the problem out here?
Why can't I go to Orange Theory?
Yeah, if you don't watch the news, you're kind of blessed.
Yeah.
And no one, here's the thing. No one really knows the future because we've never been here before.
Oh, no. That's why I keep hoping that
they're wrong.
That they're wrong. Yeah, because they've been wrong before. You know what I mean?
They've been wrong. Everyone's
been wrong before.
The world has been wrong before.
Yeah, so, they were wrong at how long it took them to shut everything down, and maybe they're going to be wrong for how fast this is going to go away.
They were also wrong about Y2K.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know who thought that, but I remember everyone being like, get ready, do this. The computers aren't going to transfer over.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm hopeful.
They're wrong. You know what? We'll just
keep saying they're wrong, and then 1 year later, we'll be like, see? We told you they were wrong, but it's been a year, Catnet. Oh, well.
We told you it was going to end. Obviously, guys, this is a very stressful time for a lot of people. A lot of people who work for themselves, a lot of people who work, like, I mean, sorry, everybody. It's a hard time. I know what you're going to say.
Winning. Is anyone accelerating?
Yes.
They are.
Amazon? Domino's?
So, yes, Domino's and Amazon. But if they do a lockdown, Domino's is out because they can't actually deliver. And Amazon, if they close the borders, how are they going to get things back and forth?
I think that shipments can go back and forth.
But then people still have to work with the shipments, with the factories, with the things.
Well, I know in California, you can't go outside now.
What?
They said that if everyone doesn't stay inside, he said it last night, then they're the second largest city in America, and half of their population will contract it within a year.
Wait, they're not allowed to walk outside.
That's right. They can't go in their backyard, I guess. But I guess.
What if you don't have a backyard?
Exactly. Open the window.
Oh, that's what China, I guess,
did. It started last night. So that's crazy. And then they said, healthcare workers and emergency workers and media. He said media can go because the news is really important. So that's why the reporter was like, that's why I'm here today, because we're exempt from that.
Holy shit. We need to move up north.
Well, John Legend was Skyping in, and he's releasing some nice new music.
I like that.
Yeah.
John Legend was Skyping in, and he's releasing some nice new music. Some nice new music. I hope they don't hit that little kid with a ball. That's not my concern, right?
No, her mom's right there.
Okay. Yeah, some nice new music.
And
nice
they were like,
music.
What are you doing with the kids? And he's like, well, you know, we rented a house on the beach. Oh, nice fucking life. Because we thought it would be better to be, you know, on the water. Oh.
Lovely.
Nice.
Lovely.
Private beach.
He said private beach.
And he didn't say that, but obviously it is, for goddamn sakes.
Go fuck yourself. Is he okay? He looks very distressed.
Well, they're not letting him play, so he has nothing to do.
Can you buy a fucking stick for him
or something? Yeah, sure. Quick, Amazon.
Yeah. Get this lacrosse thing. They like lacrosse sticks right now.
Yeah.
It's kind of...
Is he beating him up yet?
I don't know what they're doing.
Oh my gosh, guys, this is crazy. So, we did our late night live last night, and we really let loose.
I got so drunk so fast. I also realized I didn't eat dinner. I had brownies and zucchinis for dinner.
I never fed you.
Yeah, no, that's okay. It's not your job to feed me.
Did you feed your husband?
No, I fed. No, he had peanuts and like leftover brownies.
Oh my god, I didn't feed him. Oh no, I did feed my husband.
Yeah, it's not my job to feed you. Sorry,
no,
babe. Toots,
no,
you're right. A fucking grown man. Make your meal. Like, I'm taking care of 3 kids and trying to work all day. So, no, your meal is not ready for you when you come home. Sorry about that.
So we let loose, like, really let loose. like we got... Well, I wasn't... Okay, well...
You were wasted.
What?
Oh, my God. We were so wasted.
Well, if you're wasted, how do you know I was wasted?
Because I watched back the stories of you in bed talking.
That's right.
And and everyone's like, oh, fuck, Nat, go to bed. You're drunker than I am.
And then she called my dad to come pick me up.
Wait. No.
Yeah.
You had a bottle of champagne you were drinking from the bottle with I don't know what, like dressed in something.
Yeah.
And then like, I'm going for a walk. And I'm like, you're not, I'm going for a walk to my mom's house.
Yeah.
I go, you're not going to.
Actually, that was a lie. I was actually wanting to walk the whole way. I just wanted you to let me go.
So it was 10 o'clock at night.
And yeah. When I was 16.
I couldn't let you walk out with a bottle of champagne wasted.
I wasn't
going to
take the bottle. Well, I probably was.
You were probably.
Nobody was out there.
Anyways, I say, Grandma, Natalie, I'm going to text your mom. You go, okay, I go, Grandma, Natalie wants to walk home. And then I sent a picture of Natalie with a bottle of champagne. And she goes, where is she? I go, she's at my house. She goes, she cannot leave. Richard's coming to get her.
And Richard wrapped his head in a scarf because he didn't want to be around me. And he opened all the windows and told me we couldn't talk. He literally had his face wrapped up.
Oh my God.
And he said, don't talk. So I talked the whole time.
And you had to sit in the back.
Yes! I had to sit in the back. And they're like, you're lucky. We were just about to go to bed. You're lucky we caught you.
I don't know what happened.
Oh God.
I know it's getting quite close and she's not concerned. I was literally, I don't know what happened. I didn't even remember that part of last night. So there, you just reminded me about that.
That was funny. We had so much fun with all of you guys and we called some of you and, you know, from a business point of view, we were ahead of the curve with
everything.
What's it called?
The wind is going to come and blow. It's going to
blow the virus away.
Maybe it's going to be so crazy. The wind today, I hear apparently that it's going to. Oh God! Hopefully flights don't get canceled already. You know what I mean? Flights are already hard to come by.
We were ahead of the curve. It's just so funny. We started virtual VIP in September. And it's Late Night Live, and now everybody, like my girlfriends got together last night virtually, and they had a wine night.
So we have now started $3 Thursday. And the reason we have $3 Thursday is number one, so we can give some money back to the community, and number two, so that we can pay our staff. Because if we don't have, ironically enough, if you listen back in January, we say, if partnerships and tour stops tomorrow, what are we going to do?
How are we going to pay the salary?
Literally, it is something I have said over and over. I don't, maybe I'm psychic.
Maybe we bit.
I don't know. But I literally, I had a major meltdown. I was like, if we, this stopped, and guess what stopped? In literally one day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, quite shockingly.
You know, because I look to the future.
Yeah.
It's going to be so interesting what happens when this is all over. Like, what happens in China?
Oh, my God. Okay, we're watching our boys play lacrosse, and there's a little toddler watching them, and they are literally...
almost hitting her.
Like, it is within feet. Not even feet. Centimeters.
She thinks he's playing with her. She's trying to, like, play, and he's like, no, bro.
So
cute though. Oh my gosh.
So when
China, when the ban lifted,
it's still there.
Okay.
Like you still can, like, dude, I don't have the answers.
But I'm saying it will be so fun. Life is going to be, cause this is so not fun.
Right.
The opposite of it is going to be so fun. We're going to travel. We're going to go to restaurants. We're going to hug each other. Oh my God. I might start hugging.
Yesterday we told Lexi, I was like, I had a conversation with one of our team members, and she also is a doctor part-time, like almost full-time. And
okay. Lexi is not a doctor.
Whatever. She's in nuclear medicine unfortunately, there will always be someone sick. Her job is not obsolete. There's not many people's jobs who are not obsolete right now. And I said to her on the phone, did I even tell you this?
What?
That I had this conversation with her? Oh, okay. I was like, your job will never be obsolete. As a mom who is looking out for you, I am letting you know, ask your job if you can get some security, because she gave up the security to come work for us part-time she could get her creative, like, outlet out.
Yeah.
So I was like, you need to go back and ask them if you can get security, and you will put you on hold. You're always welcome back here. She goes, if I go back there full-time, I don't know if I can come back to you.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I don't know when this is going to end.
Yeah.
And if I were you, I would go do that.
Go where it's safe. Yeah.
it was a hard conversation to have. And I was like, this is not looking good. So go do that. And we don't want to do that with anybody else. And that's why we're doing $3 Thursdays. And I mean,
we also need farmers.
Well, they could genetically modify food, possibly.
Then we need laboratories.
Yeah, like there's some jobs that will always be.
I thought farmers. We needed farmers.
Well, they're doing less and less because machinery.
Makes apples?
No, one farmer can, one tree can do it, but that someone else, we even saw when we did that farming partnership.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
They were like, it's becoming less and less because they have machinery now to do most of it, to plant it, to do it. It's not as pertinent to have as many people. But yes, we will always need farmers, but we need land to have the farmers.
Where's the land going?
Well, no, there's not much land anymore.
This is depressing.
Well, we import all of our food now. It's very tricky. This is all very tricky.
Yep. Yep.
What are you looking at? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking this isn't a fun conversation.
So change it, dear Liza. You talking about the fucking farmers and the coconuts or whatever.
Coconuts!
Well, that's one thing we won't get for a while.
Coconuts. Well, that's okay. I don't love coconut.
My kids asked me today, so...
What are we doing today?
No, they're done asking that. Now they're like, do you think school's going to go back? And I'm like, I don't think so. And they were like, yes. Chloe's like, yes.
No, this is a children's heaven. Being around their parents, not having to do schoolwork. Like, they complain about school. I mean, are there any kids out there that are like, I'm so excited to go to school?
Yeah, I think so.
Well.
I think many don't have the freedom like we have of front yards, backyards, like many kids. If you're an only child right now and isolated in a fucking apartment
in California,
yeah, I bet you are like, I would do anything to go back to school.
Hopefully they'll get to a point where they miss school a little bit, you know what I mean? Like, appreciate different kinds of things.
Well, I think it will take a few months because our kids are quite used to unstructured time. But I think that after 2 months, 3 months, they're going to be like, okay, enough is enough.
It's going to be an epic summer.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like what?
It's just going to be so good and hot and fun and sprinklers and outside and
okay.
Clothes.
Good.
And we're going to get a house with a pool.
Oh, great. How are we paying for it?
Line of credit.
Credit cards. That is not sage advice. Don't go. I've used that advice before as a joke, and now I'm like, yeah, not a bad idea.
It might be the way out of here.
Well, good news is we're spending less because we have nowhere to go, so we're not traveling as much.
Yeah, there's nothing we spend except for food.
We're making less. That's okay, because I believe the market's going to come back. It has to come back. It will just come back differently. And I said to my husband and everybody else, there's too many smart people in this world to not figure this out.
Yeah.
And we could be part of that solution.
Yeah.
The more we continue on, mm-hmm. the better, the more we keep putting one foot in front of the other and continue to find joy in the world, the better off we'll be, you know?
I know. You know, yesterday we put out our car dance and we had got all the kids in the car.
Yeah.
And people are like, this is what I needed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is what I need, just a little fun. And, you know, music does help. I'm telling you, if I was a singer, if I was John Legend, I, too, would be putting out really nice music.
Really nice music.
Yeah, really nice.
I wonder if...
Feel good.
I wonder if those people are going to be impacted. I know, tour, but they can still download. They can still make... I think everything's just going to change the way people do. And then I wonder how many people are going to stay consistent. Because right now, everybody's going live on Instagram.
Gosh.
Like, every 2 seconds, I feel like everyone's just scrambling and trying to stay relevant because they can't go anywhere to stay relevant.
Yes.
Like, they're no longer, if they're not in the public eye, they're not relevant. They don't necessarily have, they can't shoot movies. They can't shoot commercials. They can't release things.
So they turn to the internet.
The internet. I guess Instagram's going to do really well. Facebook's going to do really well. They're going to win.
Yeah. Any kind of online social communication platforms.
Yes.
Zoom. Zoom's going buck crazy.
You're right. Zoom. Expedia's probably going to fucking tank. We actually called the hotel last night to see if they could check us in for the weekend. jokingly, just because we've been, I told my husband I'm going to take the car and just drive around all weekend and go nowhere but burn a tank of gas by myself. You can come with me.
Thank you.
We're just going to go sit and watch the lake.
We're going to go look at the polluted lake.
And they sadly said we're closing as of Monday. And I was like, park? No. What? You can't. Yes, we can. And we did. So we're just going to keep on keeping over here and do our best to not go batshit crazy. Although yeah. I had a crazy day yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday was a crazy day. But also, the governments are really, like, trying to put into place to help out. You know what I mean?
Fair. Not fun. Fair.
No, not fun.
My mom gave me advice. She goes, you know, you really got to be careful in these days.
Oh, okay. What's that?
And not start drinking before 5.
Oh, yeah. That was amazing.
You got to be really careful these days.
And then she quoted some author from back in the day who was in quarantine.
Yeah. She's like, I won't start drinking before 5. That's my hard rule in this quarantine. I was like, Mom! Mom!
I know.
Wait till she gets to the cottage. That rule's going to go right out the window.
Two things happen with alcohol. I was actually thinking about it. I was thinking a lot of people will be upping their alcohol game. Okay. Mm.
But for me in particular.
But for people who drink a lot, like consume a lot, they're going to run out.
Is the liquor store closing?
Well, I probably.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. Someone just said, someone said that the liquor store somewhere is now, like, delivering alcohol, which is funny because that's one of the things I love that's a necessity, you know?
It's government money. They think it's probably a necessity to keep on paying because our government is bought by the LCBO.
So alcohol's going to do well.
Alcohol's going to do well. If you do have your business at home and you're sitting there and you're wondering, like, you're waiting for this to end, I'm going to give you some advice. And this is not factual. This is not grounded. This is just my opinion. But don't wait for it to end. Reconstruct how you're doing it and figure out a way to modify to the new normal. Because honestly, I think that it's not going to go back to the way it was for a very long time. And I think that we need to be creative in how we're unrolling things and how we're doing things. And we have to adapt rather than wait, because people will be adapting without you even realizing that they're adapting. So adapt and be ahead of the game.
This is like, some people are thinking about when this lifts, and like really smart people, and what.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence.
You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
They're going to create to meet the needs of something that we don't know that
yes.
everyone's going to need.
That's,
you know
what I mean?
Yeah.
No, there's going to, like, you have to, there's opportunity here. I don't know. I was actually texting with someone and she was, everyone's job is up in the air. And I was like, you know, there is opportunity here. I don't know what it is yet, but there's opportunity that people aren't even aware of because they're watching what's unfolding.
Yeah.
But you're right. People are sitting there right now being like,
I can't wait for it to lift. And everyone's like, they are a genius.
Yeah. No, I think that definitely, I don't know the answer, but I would really consider how you can modify your business to this way.
Yeah.
And that means taking things virtually. That means addressing people's needs as they're at home. And what is that? And how can we help people rather than just sell them stuff?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's pretty fucked up. And God, I think of all the retirees. I'm like, you're so lucky.
I know, because nothing changes for them.
Nothing changes. No financial.
No.
Like, it's just like, they just got to, if they played it right, they're just doing what they do.
Yes, if they played it right.
I've really realized we need a beach house.
Oh, okay.
Well, I just am thinking, like, I would like to be John Legend.
Yeah, I know.
You know, if this happens again,
I'd be in the right place.
I want to be in the right place. I don't want to be stuck in the city again.
It's just, what do we do about healthcare when you're old and we want to live in Florida? Oh, you just get insurance?
Yeah.
Good. Great.
Like, you're isolated in your own house. You don't go anywhere, but you don't need to.
Yeah, I know, but I mean when you get sick.
You don't get sick.
When you're old.
Yeah. Dude, I'm not getting that old.
Yeah, no, me neither.
No, like, I'm talking, like, this is very in the near future.
Are we getting old? Are we retiring?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, in the very near future.
Yeah.
If I'm going to put it out to the universe, because if I don't, it's not going to happen.
Exactly.
You know, I feel like I just screwed myself by saying if everything ends, and here it is. I'm not that powerful, but I said it to us, and it happened to us. So now I have to flip the script. So
good one. Say fun things.
So now I'm going to say when we get our house, we can go self-isolate there. The minute I see it coming, I'm going to go to the beach house.
Okay. What about when they say all Canadians come back home?
No. We are residents.
Hey, here's an upside. This will probably never happen again in our lives, right?
Sylvie Brown says it will in 10 years.
Sylvie Brown.
We're fucking young in 10 years, dude. We're not done.
Well, Sylvie Brown did say this was going to vanish out of nowhere quickly, too.
So
she's wrong. So another one's wrong.
Is Sylvie Brown dead?
Yeah.
Dead?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Can we call her?
Well, she's probably listening right now, in fact.
We should call a psychic. Don't you think it's time to call a psychic? No?
Yeah.
You're not thinking this is a good idea. Do you know when we could call?
No, I was just thinking about how much it's going to cost. Teddy, there's a car.
He doesn't seem that concerned.
I'm craving McDonald's.
They have McDelivery now.
So it's just McDonald's delivery people?
No, I think you have to do it through an app. But I was like, we reach out to our team. I'm like, get on that shit immediately.
Honestly. Everyone should just be eating McDonald's now. What do you got to lose?
Nothing. You have everything to gain. It's not the freshman 15, it's the quarantine 15, basically.
I don't know. Somehow I've lost 1.5 pounds and it's maintained.
Because all we do is walk. You went from sedentary. Come on.
What's I'm having the word? A trouble having naps, though. That's a problem, because that used to waste some of my day.
Yeah, because lazy begets lazy.
Oh.
Activity increases activity.
I don't like all this activity. I want to fall asleep in the middle of the day.
You need to become lazier. You're too active.
You know, I was texting a neighbor because I hadn't seen her. Look at all these people. I hadn't seen her. And she's like, I've never been so lazy in my life. And I thought to myself, I couldn't say the same for me.
No.
I've been way lazier.
Me too.
Because kids keep you active.
Totally. Now, Newtley, what's next for us? Everyone's going to ask. You know, I'm going to put this out there. We are writing another book. I don't know if that's on hold. We got an email from the book people today being like, well, because things are going to be disrupted, printing, everything's kind of being...
We're in a good place. It's not till next spring.
Right, but everything's going to be backlogged. You think we're going to jump the queue of everybody?
Fucking right we are.
No, we're not.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we are.
We're going to print it.
You're going to self-publish
that shit.
You're
going to print it in the basement?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's get a printer.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll print book by book. We can't even print a fucking contract, let alone a book.
I know.
We don't own a printer.
I know we don't.
We need a printer.
I know.
This is crazy. And I need a coffee machine. I don't have one.
Okay.
Right? I just should get one.
So where did all of them go?
I never knew Starbucks would end.
Okay.
And I feel like it's ending.
Okay.
Soon.
And ironically, I have lost my taste for coffee. Mark made me a coffee yesterday. I was like, to me.
I hate that about you.
I hate that about me too.
Like I got on.
That was our,
I got on liquor I for you. Like I drink so much.
You
more.
Also got on coffee for me.
I did.
Yeah.
You ruined me, and then you leave me. You know what it's like. You're like, it's like I left my marriage for you, and then you're like, sorry, we're breaking up, and I'm going back to my boyfriend. What? I changed my life for you. You asshole.
I know, and it's part of our ritual, but I don't know what it is to me. Like, it tastes like an ashtray.
That's how I felt before I met you.
No.
That's how I felt. Maybe I don't even like it. Maybe I just do it because you tell me to. You know what? You're a bad leader. What? You're a terrible leader.
Well, I started to think, why do I drink coffee?
I started it because you started it. Dickbag.
Like, it doesn't make, like, I'm already hyper, so it doesn't make me hyper-er.
It just gives me heart palpitations, but I still do it.
Oh, shit. Are we quitting?
No.
Oh, no. I wish it was bad for me.
You know what? I'm going to start a tea. And then you'll,
gross.
Nah,
I hate when you order tea.
Yeah.
And you're fucking, like tea.
Yeah. Ew. And you fucking, you're not drinking anything, so I drink coffee. Tea.
You know, and I haven't started drinking early lately, you know? No, I mean.
Alcohol?
I mean, like, you know, people start at 5 and, like, all their friends are like, oh, gosh, I'm waiting for 5 or, you know, 4 is the new 5.
Who are you?
And I don't know. I'm like, maybe, like, starting drinking at, like, 7.
Wow. You're making great progress. Although we've polished off. You're lying. You.
Oh, that's not true, right?
That is not true. I'm glad you.
I'm not dying for it. I'm doing it for fun now instead of necessity.
You die for it. Maybe you really thrive on quarantine because you're with me all day long. There's no breaks anymore. Because used to have from 12. God, maybe napping, not napping's really good for your soul.
Is it? What is good about my soul?
I'm just saying. Maybe you're stimulated in all the right ways. I don't know.
Well, Tucker asked me what horny means on the walk over to your house today.
Because you use it a lot.
Horny as hell. I'm a rhinoceros. Horny as hell.
I told you they don't know what horny means. And you're like, everyone knows what horny means. We had this big debate.
Well, I didn't think he thought horny. But I thought Taylor knows what horny means.
No, but horny.
Should we call her?
No.
Okay.
Remember, Dr. Jess was like, that's just not a term people use.
Yeah, except for it's in that song Earth. So Lil Dicky.
Lil Dicky uses it. But he's old.
You're not that old. 28.
You told me it. Oh, I thought he was old. What in the hoot nanny?
I just lied about how old Lil Dicky is. I have no idea. Yeah, I lied.
Why?
I don't know. I wanted him to be young and relevant using the word horny.
How old is 32? Very close.
Wow.
Very close.
So he uses the word horny.
Right. He uses the word horny.
If you could be anybody in Hollywood right now, who would you be?
John Legend.
Me too.
Clearly.
Did I text you this morning that John Legend would be a great husband?
Yes, you sure did.
I actually did?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, okay, because I thought about it. I didn't know if I did. I was like, he just seems to go with the flow. He's nice. He's fun.
She
he's
can make
rich.
Fun of him and he doesn't get, like, upset. No, you know what I mean?
He's got a great sense of humor. He's got a happy face. He's smart.
And he's just cute.
And he's funny and he's cute and his kids are so cute.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Are you hungover?
I think so.
Me too. Good. I feel a little bit tired. Today might be a nap day.
You know what's...
Feeling like some onion rings. Oh,
shoot. Where
or McDonald's.
Those?
I don't know.
Yeah, let's get McDonald's.
I mean, I like this. You make a salad. No, we need onion rings. Where
no,
are we going to get it?
Today's a fat day.
Okay,
no,
got
it. It goes with a hangover.
Let's put that pound back on.
Totally. You know, last night you were at... At first you weren't drinking the Fireball, but then you actually were.
I got chicken.
Did you go right to bed when I left?
Yeah, I stumbled upstairs.
I thought you were going to barf.
And I was spinning.
Oh. Oh, God.
You know, it was like I was in a pressure cooker and I felt like you saw me yesterday. I was like, you know, here's the thing about Late Night Live. I never really know how it's going to go or why it's going to be different than everything that we do. But it's like just before we walk on stage, you're like, why? What am I doing? Like you have a moment of like, what is this? Why do people come to this? And then you come to it and you realize like that it is different because it's private and you can have like, Sam's like, you guys are talking about things I've never heard before.
I know.
You know, and...
Oh, God, we really told everything, didn't we? Oh,
yeah.
God. Guys, you can still get the link, by the way. You can go buy it and watch last night.
But it felt...
Oh, my God, he's cute.
It felt really like... It just feels like a girl's night in, but in a way like we're on a stage, because it's like you and I are the only ones there, but we're not.
It doesn't feel like it. It feels like we are with all of everyone.
Yeah, no, it was very... And I could read the comments, and people were like, I needed this so badly. So... I don't know. It really is something. It's different than what we do every day because we know how many it's public and people can share it with people. But last night we gave her. We gave her every Late Night Live.
We called a stripper.
Oh my God. And you told everyone you were attracted to him.
You know, it's so weird. Have you ever acknowledged that somebody is like good looking in your eyes, but you're not, you don't want to do anything with them?
Yes. You were very vocal about liking
his face, such a nice nose, mouth, teeth.
You were like, I think I might be attracted to it. Because before you, as of pre 8 o'clock last night, you were not attracted to him.
I told you we lie when we're drunk.
At 8:38, you were confirmed attracted to him.
I know, but it's a weird thing. It's not like I'm attracted to the way he looks. I am. Like, if someone were to like him, I'd be like, I totally get it. But I have never gone to the place of imagining being physical with him. Where I do that with other people all the time. Like,
I think you went there last night a little bit. A little bit?
I just don't find... Because he's so friendly, I don't picture him being, like, hot. Like, sexy.
Okay, so you need him to be a little more rawr.
Yeah, I gotta see him serious.
Okay. Well, I feel like he was like, hello. And Romeo's back with his girlfriend. I knew it. I knew the minute he didn't pick up the phone. Oh, she's cold.
Her face.
She hates the cold. Chloe hates the cold. She absolutely...
There's something flying around her.
She absolutely... look at her.
Why doesn't she put her jacket on? Does she have a jacket?
Chloe, do you want your jacket? No, I'm just going to be cold. Yeah, no, it is... Yeah, I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. Where the fuck are we? Guys, careful of this car. Careful of the car, babies.
I mean, it's just a tennis ball.
It will dent it.
Oh.
It will put a thing in it.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, God damn. You know, there's kids. I wonder at what point they're going to get bored of being like, Mom.
I think it's just going to get worse. If I'm honest, I think they're more addicted to us than ever. Well,
they cried last night. Okay. I was in my basement trying to do a live show. Daddy was home, and they were crying that I wasn't able to put them to bed. You saw that.
Oh, yeah.
You saw that.
Oh, yeah.
I was like...
See, it's a problem.
And you know what time they went to bed at?
What?
Oh, they were still awake when you left.
And that never happens with your kids.
I was like this part... Yeah, they're going to be fucking disasters today. I was like, you just... Anyways, that's a whole nother story for a whole nother day. I'm like, couldn't you just stop for 2 seconds, say goodnight?
Oh, is that why they...
Yeah, he was on a work call.
Mm-hmm. Honestly.
So when I finished my show, they were like, he's like, Max is waiting for you to go to bed. I'm like, I guess I went in drunk. I gave him a kiss.
That's okay. He didn't know.
He wasn't really awake. He was like, that's night, Mom.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, anyways, guys.
I wish it was bedtime.
Right now.
Yeah.
At 10:41.
Yes.
Got it.
You know, it'd be nice to just kiss them goodnight and then not see them for a bunch of hours.
You know what I do like about the... It's so crazy.
Bedtime!
Imagine. It's nap time. We're going to play nap time. You know what's so crazy is that today is Friday. So much will have changed between now and Tuesday. That's just the nature of this projection
yes,
right now.
Yes, true.
And, like, I hope that, if anything, you're finding, like, a little piece of joy in... And she's like, I'm over this.
I know, but she's trying to be nice to her.
We're going to go order some food.
Yeah.
It's lunchtime at 10:41. You know what? It might be a 3-lunch day.
Yeah, I like that. You know what? I'm putting that pound nap and half back on. You're right. I'm cold without it.
I'm cold.
You know?
I'm, you know what?
I'm freezing.
I'm, you know what? That's better for the earth.
Yeah.
You should eat.
Yeah, I'm so skinny right now. I'm just so skinny. This is terrible. I need a spicy McChicken.
Oh, God.
With the tomato, extra lettuce, and why not give me some extra mayo? There's some onions and pickles on there.
Love you guys. Remember, I don't really, this is a more random podcast than usual, but I will say, if the take home is, if your kids are driving you crazy, you're normal. If you,
oh, God damn it.
If you're wondering what's, if that would be bad, just that one, that would just be really bad. If you aren't sure of what's coming, you're normal. You're not alone. I think it's really safe to say that everyone's very confused, but it's okay to be confused.
You know what's not normal?
What?
That your 10-year-old daughter
yeah.
wears the same size clothes as you.
I know.
It's you. I told you you're the size of a toddler.
I know. I mean, yeah, it's tight on me and fits her. It's interesting. Everything shrinks. You know, they need to, that's what we need to make. Non-shrinking clothes.
They're supposed to be pre-washed.
It's a fucking lie.
Yeah, they're not pre-washed.
Every time it comes in and out, and I don't put on that many pounds a week. It comes out and it's a bit smaller. Like, think about it.
But it stretches out after, right?
No.
Wait, you think it continues to shrink each
every time you wash it?
No, that's not right. That is not right.
Guaranteed.
What, so if you just wash it 1,000 times, it would be teeny tiny?
Yep, it no, gets smaller no, and smaller and no, smaller. No, yes, no. Yes.
It only shrinks once.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Let's do an experiment.
Okay.
It will shrink a little bit each time.
So eventually it'll just fit a doll?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Like a Barbie?
No, it doesn't go that small, but it reaches a point of shrinkage. There was at one point where Natalie thought she, I remember this
what?
So well. You were like 150 pounds and you're like, I can't get any bigger. It's yeah. not physically possible. It's not possible. It's really
no,
not possible.
I'm like, I'm at my cat. My body could not grow any larger.
And then poof.
Poof, it did. So it's same as a sweater. It can shrink, I can grow. Okay, and poof, 180. Hello? Oh, my God. All right, well, these kids... Oh, my God. Heat. There's heat.
What?
I feel heat.
Is it from the car?
No.
What's up?
Chloe's, yes. like, inside crying. Because she wants
to. You know what? I'm done parenting. Sorry, guys. Have a great day. Good luck.
Wouldn't it be fun if we just left... Like, we went away and then just left them to figure things out for the
like
day?
Like Lord of the Flies.
Yeah, like... I mean, they're two of them are old enough.
Just...
Go to catnat.ca to watch us get drunk next Thursday.
It's called decompress.
Yeah.
Everyone's got something different.
Everyone's got something.
Everyone's got...
Everybody wants something.
Maybe I'll get some quinoa onions. And those people are working.
Oh,
let's look.
That's a great
in.
Idea.
Thank you. And we fucking hate quinoa.
We fucking hate quinoa.
But we love that
you
shit.
You fry that shit. She's not crying.
Come on in, Cocoa Bean. Come on into the car. Come on in. Oh, it's just, you know what? Kids are a lot of work. If you don't have one, don't do it yet. Give yourself a break. Give yourself some time. Enjoy your freedom. Oh, wait, there is no freedom. You know what? Enjoy your house.